You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. So happy to have you here. I have looked forward to this all day because let me tell you, it has been some kind of a day. But before I get into the soul story for today, I want to share this topic with you. This is what we're talking about today. Once you turn the corner, that's right, once you turn the corner, and all of a sudden, in my mind, this question comes up. Now what? So once you turn the corner, now what? What do you do once you turn the corner? Well, as I said, my day was very stressful today. However, it started off beautifully. It was peaceful. It was calm. I had a lot of anticipation, a lot of high expectation, positive energy flowing through me, creative energy. Everything was looking like it was going to be an incredibly productive, positive day. Well, as it turns out, I had two appointments scheduled outside of the office, okay? And next thing you know, I got a couple emails that were unexpected, a couple text messages that were unexpected, a couple phone calls. It was like, all of a sudden, my day that it seemed like I had all this time to get a lot done, all of a sudden I was in a time crunch. You know that feeling. Now, we've been talking about time, right? And talking about managing our time and talking about that your time is your life from yesterday's podcast episode. So time is a big deal because it's your life, right? Well, all of a sudden today, it felt like my life was slipping through my fingers. So I basically started feeling in a hurry, started feeling like I was running behind. So by my second appointment, I needed to get somewhere I'd never been. I was in a hurry and I was stressed. Not a great combination, right? I'm telling you, when you don't get behind the wheel, if you're stressed, you don't know where you're going and you're stressed for time because it was a bad combination. Nonetheless, I take off, I get to almost to the place that I'm supposed to be, and I realize I just passed it. So I quickly put on my blinker, I turn to get off the main street, and immediately I pull over. However, it really wasn't a full pullover, so it was kind of like I turned, right? I turned onto the street and it immediately stopped as I pulled over. And next thing you know, I look in my rear view mirror and I almost get rear-ended. I was in a panic. Not only did I almost get rear-ended, but the person that almost rear-ended me almost got rear-ended as well. And I sat there and I'm like, Shannon, what are you doing? You know, I know, if you've ever driven, you don't turn and then stop. But I did because I didn't know where I was going. So I made the turn, I stopped immediately and almost got rear-ended. It's no different than when you go into a parking lot. You know, incoming traffic does not stop, right? Because otherwise everybody's going to crash. Well, here I am. Again, I was confused. I make the turn, I stop, I almost get rear-ended. So what does this have to do with you and I right now? The lesson I learned is this. How often do you go through your life? How often have I gone through my life where we're heading in a direction and we think it's right and all of a sudden we realize, oops, we're going the wrong way? Or it's maybe not even an all of a sudden. Maybe it's like you've felt for a while you're going the wrong way. Yeah, we've all had that. And sometimes it's days, weeks, months. Sometimes it can be years where we're like, I don't really know where I'm going, but I don't know what to do. So you kind of keep going. Well, next thing you know, you realize you're definitely on the wrong road and you need to make a turn. Now, the beautiful thing is you're turning, right? But once you turn, do not stop. Oftentimes we'll take a turn, but then we slow down or stop. When you turn, whatever direction you turn, do not stop. Keep going. Because whatever direction you've been going, if you make the decision that you're going to change course, you got to go all the way committed. You must change course and keep going. Because if you don't, it can be dangerous, not only for you, but for those that are trying to follow you. That's right, for those that are trying to follow you, but especially you, because you know what? If you stop like that, those that are trying to follow you will actually run into you, or they will run you over. Now think about that. So where in your life are you feeling like, yeah, it's time for a change, it's time for me to turn a corner, but I'm not quite sure what to do? Start making a plan and a strategy right now. And number one strategy is, when you're going to make a turn, you go and you do not stop, okay? Go all in, commit to it. If you're putting on that blinker, you better be stepping on the gas and you keep going. Do not make a turn and then immediately slow down or stop. I hope this helps you today. I feel like this is not only going to help you, but I know it's helped me already. Thank God I didn't get rear-ended. But honestly, it's like the beautiful thing is you can make a change at any time, but when you do, go all into the change you're making. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself, and your Sacred Soul Step for today is to write down where you feel you need to make a turn. Where is it that you feel you need to change course? You need to change directions, okay? Write it down and then write this. I commit to making the turn and continuing to move ahead. I sure hope this helps you today, and I would love to hear from you. Please come over to womensippingonlife.com and let me know how you're doing. Let me know what you're getting from the program and really what you got from today. I know today was a short, sweet one, but let me tell you, if you make a commitment today to make a turn, commit fully to going all in and not slowing down or stopping. I really believe this is going to help you today. I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Thank you so much for being here. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.